It's Women's History Month, and during that month, we'll bring you some voices of Alabama women who are shaking things up. Momentum is a women's leadership program in Birmingham. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Joy Carter of Momentum about the things women in male-dominated industries find most challenging.
The negotiating or the confidence, and especially in those meetings where you have a lot of men sitting at the table, it can be a little intimidating. So that's something that we struggle with.
You probably have to deal with that a lot. You are at ACIPCO, American Cast Iron Pipe Company. Pretty male-dominated field.
That's right. That's right. So we make iron pipe for water and wastewater. We make steel pipe for oil and gas. And those are not jobs that have been traditionally jobs seen as very attractive by women or held by women. So we've got some work to do.
Why is it important for someone like you to be working in a male-dominated industry?
So I think that one of the messages that Momentum would like to share is that it's not about, oh, we have to have equal numbers of women. We want equal numbers of women. But if companies aren't looking at all of the talent that's in the talent pool, then they're not recruiting the best talent. So they're doing themselves a real disservice. And we're 50% of the population, right? So, but we hold fewer than 20% of seats on corporate boards, fewer than 20% of seats in legislative bodies. So while we're 50% of the population, we're not well represented in business and government.
And what would you say the situation is here in Alabama? Is it better or worse than it is in other parts of the country?
What do you think? Yes, we tend not to do as well here, and there's no exception when it comes to those numbers.
And why do you think that is?
I think that I know in our industry that we need to do a better job of reaching out to young women. So ACIPCO, our starting salary is $18-something an hour, right? And if we're not getting to those high school graduates, men and women, and saying, you know, we have good jobs here, and maybe not traditionally ones that have been held by women, but especially as we introduce more automation and technology, those positions become more attractive to young women. And so we have to do a better job of getting the word out there and saying, you know, this is $18-something an hour. And if you're not going, if you're not planning to go to college, or maybe you're going to do that and work at the same time, this is an awesome way to support your family.
What progress would you say has been made here in the state over the years as far as women in the workplace?
I think that we've seen some progress. I think, you know, we're not trending as well as other parts of the country, but we're seeing some progress. It's just not enough. And I was reading an article recently that said, at this rate, we will reach parity in business and government around the year 2040. That's just not good enough. It's not quick enough.
In terms of pay equity, where would you like to see things go here in Alabama?
Right now, women make on average 80 cents on the dollar for every dollar that a man makes. So equity means 100% equity, which means we want the same amount of pay for the same job.
Are there particular industries where women are doing especially well here in Alabama, and industries where there's still a lot of work to be done?
So in healthcare, we see women doing really well. We see women holding CEO and CFO positions at head of healthcare companies. And I would say manufacturing is an area where we need to do a better job. And part of that is we're out there actively recruiting for women. But again, these aren't positions that women have traditionally held or that have been seen as being very attractive. So when we go to shows to recruit young engineers, there might be three or four of them in the room, and there are a lot of companies there that are trying to recruit them. So it's not a matter of knocking on the door. The door is wide open. We need those women coming through the door.